Stephen Sanchez. There we go. I got it. We're eating the hot nuts again.
Hot, sweaty nuts having us all lose our minds.
Yeah. 921, Michael and Nikki here. Going to be a nice weekend, guys. I'm so looking forward to sunshine and getting outside a little bit, maybe putzing around the yard. I know it's far too soon to get any type of gardening going, but I did go check my kind of my, I have that little bit of like a raised bed.
You do.
And I went out there to kind of putz around a little bit to see where the frost level is so I can start kind of working in some compost and stuff. And I was happily surprised that at least 5 or 6 inches down, I didn't see any frost. I think it's, I can start working the ground. I can start working the soil, Nikki.
I have a question for you. What do you use for your composting?
I just buy it because I don't have an easy way to keep my dogs out of my compost pile. And so if I'm throwing out chicken, you know, food scraps and I don't want the dogs tearing it up. So I just buy the bags. I just buy the bags of compost.
Okay, so when people do that the other way, you know, when they keep like their banana peels and all of that.
Yeah.
You just put it in that little box, right? And you just let it kind of like...
Well, they make like this thing that looks like a barrel, a horizontal barrel that you can turn.
And those work pretty well. Dirt?
It turns it into dirt, but you have to have the right mix of like dry stuff, green stuff, you know, dry and wet stuff. Like if you just put a bunch of grass clippings in, it doesn't turn to compost. You have to put grass, you know, leaves and grass clippings, but you also need like potato peels and maybe green stuff. I mean, you kind of got to get the right mix.
I've never known how this works, and I've always wanted to compost.
Yeah, and then the key is you got to turn it frequently. You know, so the rolly barrel thing makes it real easier to turn it. If you want to do it just old school dirty, you just pull it on, throw it on a pile, and then with a pitchfork, just, you know, turn it.
Oh.
And so it heats up naturally. I mean, it gets hot inside a compost pile, and that's how it works.
It's energy, yeah.
Yeah, so it gets hot in there, and then the little micros do their thing. And
whoa.
It turns into dirt amazingly quickly.
Hashtag science.
Yeah, especially if you got the right mix with, you know, kitchen scraps.
Well, dang, I got to try this.
And dry stuff, yeah.
Do they say you can put coffee grounds? That's what I always hear.
Oh, yeah, coffee grounds, eggshells. I mean, you can compost just about anything. Paper scraps. You can compost just about anything except... like
citrus?
fatty meat.
Okay.
Because that's nasty.
Yeah, that gets really weird.
And you got to be careful if you're composting, you know, real hot fertilizer. Like dog poop is not okay.
Oh.
Cow manure are fine. Dog poop, no.
Because it's toxic.
Well, it's nasty.
It's a little nasty.
Nasty. So.
Okay, I learned something new today.
There's a whole science behind it, Nikki. Yeah, get into it. Be a composter.
I should. I want a garden.
I'd like to. I should get one of those rolly barrel things. That way it would keep it out of the dogs.
Yeah.
And then I can just go, you know, every couple of days you go out, you give it a crank, and then you just check on it, and pretty soon you got beautiful, fine compost.
Well, it's wild. I just saw a contraption for sale on Instagram. It's like one of those little bins. Put all your stuff in it. Press the button. It's dirt.
Dirt.
And then dirt comes out.
I don't think it's instant, Nikki. I think maybe there was a time lapse because I had ironically had one of those show up in my feed too.
Yeah.
And it's like an indoor composting thing.
Right.
And you do put all your scraps in there, but it doesn't happen instantly. It's
like a long time.
Yeah, it takes time.
On
the gadget, I don't know. It depends on how much material you put in there.
Well, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, get one. Let me know how it works.
Okay, all right. I got to take care of Brian's rose bushes. I know he's listening. Brian Lang, I know you're listening.
Are you watching his bushes or what? How do you get in charge of someone else's roses?
Well, they're in my yard.
Oh.
And I deadheaded them.
Oh.
And I went in without gloves.
How'd that treat you?
I'm like, why did I do this?
Oh, man. Somebody got a question on the mobile app. Let's see here. Involves our cash giveaway.
What'd they say?
Well, she says, where did it go here? Okay, Ash says, when you guys are drawing the 10 winners daily, how are you doing that? And how do you know if you are a winner?
Good question.
Okay. If you are a winner, Ash, we will let you know. Someone from our promotions team will reach out for you.
Do they call or email, Michael? One of the two.
Ask Rachel. I'm not sure. I think you or I would call and let them know.
Okay.
As far as how they are picked, the numbers go into a random number generator out of all the entries, out of everybody who's playing with all of our radio stations across the U.S.
Right. And if you have more entries, you have a better chance.
You got a better chance. Yeah. It's a completely random drawing out of all the numbers that are punched in.
Well, there you go.
That's the easiest way I can explain it for you, Ash. But the more codes you get, the better chance you got of winning some dough.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
To the tune of 30 grand grand prize.
And you're taking us with you to Mexico.
And we're all going to Mexico.
The 2023.